Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to have another Biz Bites with Bonnie, because there's something that has been coming up a lot in my experience, and I wanted to share that with you. It's about beginning again, or pivoting, or reinventing yourself, whatever you want to call it. But I hear more and more people are like in the middle of doing that. And sometimes they feel a little guilty about it. And we're going to talk about that, because there should be no shame in that. So before we get into the discussion today, I always want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate all of you taking your time to share with me here on the show. You know, in the United States, there was recently, just this past week, Thanksgiving, which is a day that everyone feels thankful and really counts their blessings. And you know what? I think the gratitude should be a daily, like every moment, practice, because really I don't think you can do that enough. So I tend to be, you know, of the opinion that we should all be grateful and give thanks as much as we can, not just on one day of the year. And I'm not saying that that's what people do, but, you know, I think that every day should get the same type of attention that Thanksgiving has gotten in the United States this year. So anyway, that being said, I want to thank all of you for taking time to spend time here with me on the show. I am just truly honored that you do that. And I know that I've said this before. I often say that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. And perhaps, you know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You're here to serve. And maybe that's you. If that's you, that might be why you decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I always love having you here. I love sharing this internet space with all of you, and that we can connect virtually all over the world. I just love that. I think that is just so cool. You couldn't do that, you know, even 20 years ago. So now, if you're looking for this show on other podcast directories or platforms, you can really find all of the links at my website, which is bonniegressel.com. And I always put the link for you on the show page below, so that you can just go to that podcast page and click on the icon of the directory you want to listen to it on, whatever platform, if it's iHeartRadio or iTunes or whatever, or you know, TuneIn Radio. There's a whole bunch of them. So anyway, I put them all on there for you so that it's easy for you to find. And I always have a free gift to share. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that as we get into the show today, but that'll be in the show link as well. So again, thank you all for coming. And now let's get into the topic that's sort of been on my mind. And I think, you know, when things come into our experience, you know, more than three times, I think if you get a sign three times, okay, it's one you better listen to. And this keeps coming up, that people are in this period of a new chapter, of pivoting their business, of a change of some sort. And you know, some people are, I mean, many times people are like fearful of it, because it's, you know, the unknown. That's probably one of the biggest fears we all have. But aside from that, what I'm hearing is, oh, well, I'm, you know, 50 years old. I should have known what I wanted to do with the rest of my life by now. I should have, you know, so there's some shame involved in it. And I'm here to tell you that there is no shame in pivoting your business, reinventing yourself, starting again, starting over, making a change. There is no shame in that. Actually, that's, I think, how it's meant to be. Because if you look at the statistics, for people who work for somebody, you know, they're in a J-O-B, a job, the average, now this is just the average, of times that they change their job during their working career is 12 times. That's a lot of different jobs. You know, it used to be that on your resume, you didn't want too many things because people would think you were just job hopping. Well, actually, that's kind of the norm. And millennials, or younger people, are job hopping even more. So that's not, it's not a bad thing. It's, you know, I think it's got a different meaning now than it did, you know, 20, 30 years ago. So if you have a career, whether you're employed by somebody or you're self-employed, people still change their career. Now get this, and this is an average of 7 times. That's like totally reinventing yourself. You know, so if you're one of those people and you're making a change of some type, you're reinventing yourself, you're pivoting in your business, you're finding that the niche you thought you were serving is really not the best niche for you because of whatever reason, either it's not what you love to do, it's not your passion, or it's not working out for you. And so you're making a change to a different group of people, a different segment of the population. Any of those changes, and all of those changes, are perfectly normal. You know, life is a journey. It's not, you know, we get to a certain destination, then we stop. If you follow Abraham Hicks at all, I love what they always said in their, you know, when they would do their workshops and things, they'd say, you know, you can never get it wrong because you never get it done. Because if you get it done, meaning you're there to your destination, you croaked. That was their way of saying that you died. You were no longer here. So no worries. If you are changing, if you're in the middle of a shift, that's not a bad thing. In fact, it can be a really good thing because, you know, and I'm not poo-pooing those people who are in the same job for 50 years. That's okay. It's okay if, and this is the condition, and this is a Bonnie-ism, I'm not sure, but my condition is if you are in a position, whatever that is, it could be making widgets, it could be an executive in a company, it could be self-employed, whatever it is. If you're in the same thing for 30, 40, 50 years, but you're happy, then that's fine. That's what you're meant to do. So it's those people who are in a position, a job, or self-employed, or, you know, whatever it is, but they're not happy, then it's time to make a change. Then it's time to shift, to pivot, to reinvent yourself. There is nothing wrong with it. There's no shame in it. So if you're happy in what you're doing, awesome. Stay there. Then you're doing, you know, you're living your life purpose. You know, people kind of get all, you know, worked up about, oh, I don't know what my purpose is. I have to find my purpose. And I've always been of the belief that your purpose finds you. And you know that you're living the way you're meant to. You're living your purpose when it feels good. Now, I know that's a very simplistic way to look at it, but that's kind of how I look at it. If it feels good, do it. Then you're on the right track because you'll know when it's not in alignment with what you are meant to do. If you're not in alignment, it doesn't feel good, right? So as long as you're happy. So if you've been at the same job and you say, oh, maybe there's something wrong with me because I don't change jobs, you know, 12 times in my career, I don't change career 7 times. That's okay too. Everything is okay as long as you feel good, as long as you feel fulfilled, and whatever it is that helps you to feel alive, you know, that's fine, whatever that is. So I'm saying to anyone who's listening today, or whenever you're listening to this recording, actually, it doesn't really matter. I would just go with what you feel because your emotions are going to be the best guide for you, right? So if you're in a job or working for yourself or whatever the situation is, and you're not really happy, not feeling fulfilled, thinking that there should be more, or you're struggling financially or whatever, then it's okay to make a shift, to make a pivot, to change something. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you are in a whatever situation in your life's work, and you feel good, it's happy, you're happy all the time, you are excited about each new day, then that's fine. You don't have to make a change because you're already there. Now, life is dynamic, right? It's a journey, as we talked about before. So things might change from time to time. So things happen in our lives. People come and people leave, and things come and things leave. So our experience is always changing. So even if you're, say you're happy in what you're doing right now, and you have been for, you know, 10 years, whatever. But then something changes, and then you feel that you either need to make a change. I've had this happen to me a few times. I've had to reinvent myself because of the car accident and losing my private practice because, you know, people didn't know if I was coming back after being in a coma and out for a few months. And I made a pivot when I was in a large multi-specialty clinic, but I wasn't happy. And because I wasn't happy, I went into private practice. So I've had a few things that has sort of pushed me into making changes, to making that pivot, if you will. But it doesn't have to be something that happens to you, although it might be. So whatever the situation is for you, know that as long as you feel good and you feel like you have meaning and purpose and you're not dreading getting up in every day, you're not dreading going to work, whatever, that you're happy, then you're there. And you don't have to make a change. But if you're not happy, I would strongly consider thinking about what the options are. And so that kind of leads me to my little gift that I have for you today. I want to remind you that I offer a free, doesn't cost anything, 30-minute strategy session. So if you're one of those people that's thinking, maybe I should make a change, but I don't know what to make a change to, or I kind of know, but don't really know how to get there, maybe a strategy session is good for you. You know, maybe that's the fit that you need. So I'm going to put the link on the show page below, and there's no time limit on this necessarily. I usually have this out there anyway on my schedule page. So if you're so inclined to, you know, schedule a time, there's a little brief questionnaire that I send out just so that we have some information to start with so that we can make the most of our 30 minutes together. And then we just get on Zoom or chat, or we can do Skype, we can do the phone, whatever fits for you. I like to use Zoom because everybody can really use that and you don't need to download anything. But if you would rather talk on the phone, we can do that too. So that's my gift for you today, because maybe you're one of those people that's, I don't know, maybe I should make a change. Or maybe you're one of those people that says, yes, I definitely need to make a change, but I don't know where to start. A strategy session might be the answer for you. So I wanted to share this with you today because it's been coming up so much in my experience with other people and clients and people I've been talking to lately that I thought, there must be something brewing out there, and maybe I needed to talk about this on the show today. So I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that in some way it helped you. And feel free to reach out to me. And those strategy sessions, I mean, they're 30 minutes of my time, which is actually 100. If I'm billing somebody for this, it's like $150 for 30 minutes. So it's a good deal to get it for free. So if you want to do that, just sign up on the schedule link, and then I'll send you the little questionnaire just to get us started, and then we'll go from there. So until next week, remember, you are meant to live the life that you want, however that is for you. And it's okay to change from time to time, because life is a journey. Always remember that. Life is a journey. So until next time, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.